It's the Rundown brought to you by CBDMD. We are in the CBD era. The world has gone CBD crazy because it makes your life better. It's THC free, so that means you're not gonna walk around all stoned. You're not gonna fail drug tests, but it's got the CBD in it, which gives you the relaxation, the pain relief, the sleep aid. And the best part is with CBDMD, they got a comprehensive line of products. That means you can do capsules, gummies, tinctures, creams.
Tincture.
Tincture.
Classic.
A tincture.
I recommend
a tincture. Topical, a bath bomb, a vape oil.
What's for a tincture? All
the, don't know.
It's like a little, it's like you do like a little droplet. In like a drink.
I did know, because I've asked before.
Like you knew, and I was...
I've asked before, what the hell is a tincture? Learned that, forgot about it, learned it again now.
Yep.
Tinctures.
And you can do vape oils for Tommy the Vape God and all those people at the vape convention, which were the most ridiculous people of all time.
I did not expect that.
That was so fucking
good.
So go to CBDMD.com, promo code RUNDOWN, get 25% off your entire order of all the different lines today. CBDMD, promo code RUNDOWN. We start with the Russia app. The face app, is it called? Just face app?
Yeah.
They should probably have like a better, a more creative name, but I guess it is just your fucking face. So just, in that sense, they own your face right now.
Yeah.
I get it. It's owned by a Russian whatever, and we're giving Russia our information.
I was actually checking. I saw someone retweet Privacy Matters, which is like a Twitter handle that I guess basically alerts you to everything that's like wrong with things.
Yeah.
And they, in not exact words, said something along the lines of,
fucking relax.
This app demands, no, oh no, the exact opposite.
Yeah.
This app demands access to like
everything.
10x what Facebook does. Like you thought Facebook had
here's the thing.
Access to everything on your phone.
If I had, so hypothetically, if someone has downloaded this app, can you just delete it and then you're good? Or is it too late?
I'm gonna
feel
guess,
like that's a no.
No.
I'm guessing that worm is in there.
Hypothetically, fuck.
Shout out Ken Jack for doing me so I didn't have to download it. Thank you.
Oh yeah, shout out to Rhea. She did mine. So
fuck you guys. I'm gonna get, see, but what's gonna happen to me? I don't know. The Russian spies are gonna come get me? I don't know.
I'm at the point where I don't care, especially for guys like us. Like, we are so on the internet, and everything we said is on the internet.
Yeah,
and every
picture
of us, what are they going to just... We are so through the looking glass that we don't care. Maybe regular people don't want their shit hacked by Russia, and they don't want armies of... They can recreate us and clone us. I don't care. We are so far into it that I can't do anything about it.
I disagree with that. Now, this isn't to say I'm up in arms about this.
Okay.
I think I do. I have things on my phone I don't want people to see, such as my penis. And there are other things that I don't want people to see. And I would prefer that they kept private. But I've just accepted defeat. I've tapped out. Technology won.
Yeah. Yes.
The time to get
it's
like,
way
whoa,
too
they're going
to
read stuff was like
it's
in the 80s.
Way
you,
too
we lost the war. It's done.
We've
just
got,
have fun before it all ends.
I mean, we've got Alexas and those things in our house
right.
that are recording conversations when they're not supposed to be recording. We are so screwed with technology that to start fighting it, like you said, now is ridiculous.
It's
also,
we are.
This is
we're chained to the bottom of the ocean, and we're like, oh shit, it's time to swim up now. Nah. Oh no, we're dead.
Way too late.
Dead. We're dead.
And by the way, this is not the first app. We've been doing face apps for a while. We've been downloading apps. We've been giving permission, our face ID to open up your new iPhones. Doing the same shit. It's over.
It's over. And it might as well.
I care much more about this. I care much more about like if you guys hacked my phone than Russia. I don't want like people I know in my everyday life hacking my phone.
Right.
If the Russian government has it, that I don't know how that affects me.
What if like the KGB and Pavel is just pounding off to your dick pics because it's like probably illegal to be gay in Russia?
That's pretty.
You good with it?
That's very flattering.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm cool with it too.
Yeah.
I'm just
definitely.
Saying. Like it's just.
I hope that's what they're
put
doing.
In your head there.
Yeah. I hope. Imagine they're looking at it like, ugh, disgusting American dick. Like no, I want.
Their friends are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did this all start just because a guy who made it is Russian? It's not like the Russian government
right.
has it.
Right.
I think
people
everything
see,
is
people
the
see
Russian
it,
government.
Yeah. You see the name and you're like, well, there it is.
If you, once you see that other alphabet,
you give me a Chev.
Yeah.
Once you see that thing that looks like Hebrew, you know, like then you're fucked. When you see the Russian alphabet.
Oh yeah.
When you're doing different letters, if you're not doing Roman alphabet, you are not my friend. That's my rule.
People forget that we're all just gonna die one day, and it's not gonna matter.
It's actually we're all gonna
very,
die
very
sooner
soon.
Rather than, yeah.
Very soon.
People get worried about climate change. Like climate change is gonna kill us. We're not making it.
Well,
we're
most people are worried about like their
change.
Children.
It's the technology.
They're worried about
the
other
your generations. Children are going to be killed by robots or something. People get like mad about the Boston, well, not mad, but they get arms every time Boston Dynamics puts out one of those things. Those things, like the legitimate, they're going to use this
it's
information
coming.
They're mining from us. Technology will be the end of us. Whether or not we decide to kill ourselves because of it, we're done. So this is just an app. It's like, hey, this is what you look like at an age you're never going to live to. That's it.
You're just teasing us.
And I was just like,
you're never gonna come close to this fucking age. Yeah.
I took my
picture. What you could look like.
I took my picture. I saw what I'm gonna look like when I'm old. I laughed, and then that's it. That's it for me.
Whatever happens,
I'm good.
Let the chips fall where they may. El Chapo, he's in jail for life now, and he has to pay $12.6 billion, which might as well be a hundred gazillions of billions of dollars because he has this money.
I looked. They said it's a conservative estimate.
Of what he owns.
But I'm saying,
of what he made selling drugs.
But does he have this money?
I would venture to guess it's buried in some Mexican tunnels.
I guess so.
Imagine 12.
Does that money count though? Because I feel like that money they would be like, no, that's not legitimate money. You have to pay it back. Actually, like, is that you can use the money that they found? Like, if he buried money back, you can pay that towards what he owes.
I think because I would presume that's what, you know, you're hiding the money you got from drugs, and that, they want all that money back.
I thought it was like family suing him for murdering and chopping off.
I don't think he got sued. I think he got away with those.
Okay. So what? So now he's going to pay this money, or is he just going to go, I'm in jail for life? What are you going to put me in double jail?
Yeah.
I'm not giving you $12 billion.
You can't
get a criminal to pay you money.
Right. You'd be like, if you pay this off, you can get out, and then you don't let him out.
If that's the case, yeah. You gotta like trick him somehow. Fuck.
I hope he gets out again.
So when he escaped, it was
is that
all
wrong
like,
to say?
Yes, he's a fucking
he's a
terrible
bad
drug lord.
I'm with you.
I know everybody.
A little spice to your life. Like, wake up every morning, like maybe El Chapo got out.
Everybody was rooting for El Chapo to escape from prison, and it was like, but when he does, he's gonna like chop someone up with a machete, and then
but
that's,
like
that's
he's gonna chop up
hands. Another bad guy.
Isn't it other drug dealers?
Someone you don't really like.
You snitched, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew what was coming. If you snitched on Chapo, I mean, come on. That's like, honestly, God, I hate to victim blame. If you snitched on Chapo when he cuts your head off with a machete. That's on you. I honestly, I'm happy justice was served in a sense, but also if he gets out and serves his own justice, I get that too.
It's similar to the Russian thing where it's like, the Russian spies, they don't really like have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not in El Chapo's crosshairs, so he can get out free.
Yeah.
And that doesn't affect me.
Chapo gonna come kill me?
Don't snitch on him, and then you won't worry about
it. I hope El Chapo comes kills me.
Is this the tornado thing?
We can all hope, yeah.
Well, I just think it's great content. I think if I die,
that'd be great.
If I die by death by Chapo, because I don't know why he'd want to kill me. I feel like he'd want to hire me into his squad right now from what I've been saying on this. I'm
very pro
Chapo, right?
Like, Chapo for life.
Heck of a fellow in the Shania Twain T-shirt.
If you say you're not like sort of rooting for him to get out again, just for the game of it, like then you're a liar.
And I just want to know how he does it. That's the real thing.
Like,
I just want to know like how he successfully did it. Then you can put him back in if you want. But I want
to
hear that he like
burrow his way through
climbed,
a toilet again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I want to hear that he like
storyline our whole lives. Chapo's in, Chapo's out.
I want him flying over a
wall,
holding a rope ladder. Holding a rope ladder attached to a fucking helicopter, like flying over a fence, done. That'd be great. Baker Mayfield, he got married. Congratulations, Baker. To a girl on IG.
Yep.
Which he got her attention by following her
Casey's
and unfollowing
attention.
Her
Casey,
and following her and unfollowing her until she took note.
I don't know about that.
That's what she said.
I think it's true. That's kind of strange.
Wait.
She just like keeps getting the notification. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
When did this happen? Someone this famous has push noties on for Instagram?
Someone.
Yeah, true.
When did Baker Mayfield do this?
How many years did he play in college? Did he play full senior or did he leave junior? Whatever it was. He was playing in the Rose Bowl, his last Rose Bowl, his last college.
So he was already like a big deal.
Yeah.
And even he's going to do this dumb shit?
Yeah. That's tough.
I thought you were gonna tell me like freshman year he did this or something. No. So he's like winning Heismans and shit, and he's like, I gotta figure out how this girl's gonna talk to me. Fuck that.
I don't understand. You're too into Instagram if this works on you, because you could unfollow me and follow me a million times. I'm never gonna notice. It's impossible.
I don't have any
notice.
Notifications on for that. But I guess if you do, it'll work.
Is there verified notifications?
I don't get them pushed. At least if they do, I might have hit the wrong buttons. I would like those pushed.
But maybe she's just on it so much.
I feel like
if you're an IG model, that's your whole life, and you just probably notice who's following you and unfollowing you. I don't know. He might be sending DM. He might just be interacting with her a lot.
Unfollowing you. Now.
Yeah. Shit
but
like
you
that.
You want to know the crazy thing?
What?
First of all, what he did was he begged and begged. I don't know if this is according to her, or according to him, but begged for lunch while he was out there. For the Rose Bowl.
She
agreed. She thought she was going to be meeting with a rude Playboy athlete. She couldn't have been more surprised, because he was playing in the Rose Bowl the next day. Mm-hmm. It never came up. All he did was ask about her, which is the game, fellas. Don't ever fucking talk about yourself. Just ask, it's the easiest. It's not even hard.
You know what, you know what he probably did too? You know what
and
he
did? When I was thinking about interesting things about myself, I'm like, shit. So I just got a lot of questions about that.
Just, but that's 100%. Also because you don't have anything cool thing to say about yourself. When you're playing in the Rose Bowl, you would probably want to tell girls that. But you don't do that. And actually, what she probably did too, she probably knew. And she was probably like, what are you doing this week? And he was probably like, nothing. You know, like, I got some work to do for school. Like, I got something to do for my team. Like, some shit like that. And she was probably like, swoon.
Now, for the even crazier part. This gets worse and worse as it goes.
No.
After they lost the Rose Bowl, he let her know he's going to be sticking around in Cali. He moved in with her and her brothers in 3 days. They got engaged 6 months later.
Wow, true love, man.
That's
sometimes
what it
you
is.
Just know.
That's bananas.
Some might say that as you're about to embark on a professional career, not a great idea to get married, but some might say true love.
Worse than that, I think just moving in
that's
with
crazy.
A girl and her brothers.
Their brothers.
Is fucking loco.
As a brother,
you're a psycho brother if you let that happen.
Yeah. One of the last guys you want moving
in. Baker Mayfield?
It's a swaggy fucking. Yeah. Oh,
like,
no.
I wonder what's going on here.
Well,
maybe you're hoping to catch, like, spillover or something
I
like
guess.
That.
I guess. Well, then you're really not a good brother.
But if
you're just like, whatever, I'm going to get pussy from my sister's boyfriend.
If you're living with your sister, you're probably hoping for spillover as is. Right?
Yeah.
You're probably like, she's going to my sister's a bikini model.
That's true.
She's like, hopefully her friends come over and that's a spillover.
So they're bad brothers.
I don't need Baker here.
Yeah, that's, actually, he's probably stealing any potential. You know, you're stealing.
That's just a bad brother.
I love Baker Mayfield. I'm a huge Baker Mayfield guy.
What we learned here, weird brothers. Weird bad brothers.
Whole weird story. Again, I love Baker. This whole thing is very perplexing.
It's going to make a compelling, love story one day. 30 for 30. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Rowan Apparel. If you don't have any Rowan, you're missing out. The human and the clothes. Both cases, you need Rowan in your life. It's for it's a men's performance line, meaning if you're at the gym, if you're at work, if you're on the plane, if you're just lounging, if you're in a fake job like this where you can kind of dress down, still comfortable, light, comfortable quality. And right now you can get 20% off your first purchase when you go to Rhone.com, Rhone.com/rundown. Like I said, most versatile clothes in the game. Rhone Apparel, Rhone.com/rundown, 20% off your purchase. We got an Iowa story here.
Yes.
Yeah. Homeboy from Iowa is the...
Not one you would think would come out of Iowa.
No. He's working for the Department of Human Resources, and this dude just loves Tupac.
Yeah.
Sending mass emails. It's Tupac Friday.
400 employees.
Tupac Friday.
On his 65th birthday, he brought in...
60? I didn't know he was 65!
Oh, yeah, just an old white guy.
Oh, wow.
He brought in Tupac-themed cookies for his own 65th birthday. He sent out a mass email to remind people... of the weekend that he died or that he was born. I think it was his birthday for people to listen to Tupac that weekend, make sure they're doing that. And then when he died, he sent out another email being like, just so you guys know, Tupac died today and it's
wait, he's been working there that long?
The anniversary of his death.
Oh, the anniversary,
yeah. Okay. Now that would be awesome.
It's like, this dude's been sending these for 30 fucking years.
And, then he goes, Tupac Friday. Tupac Friday is where he just plays Tupac music out loud.
And brought
office.
Like Tupac cupcakes in there, right? Cookies or something?
Yeah,
the cookies.
I think we should do Tupac Fridays until Dave comes back. There's only like two of them.
Yeah.
But I think we gotta have a Tupac Friday.
And he got forced out, he had to resign, or he was fired under mysterious circumstances after somebody complained about Tupac Fridays.
Can I give a take?
I hope he did the courtroom walk.
Yeah.
I
hope he played Hit Him Up as he walked out and was just like fucking yelling at people as he left.
What do you got?
I'm kind of glad this guy got fired.
You don't like this guy?
I don't like anyone who is sending me repeated emails very often. Fitz, I'm looking at you.
especially like ones that are trying to be funny and like shit like that. You know
right. Yeah, it's one thing to be reminding me of work I have to do. It's another thing to be...
Twice a year, the day that he died and the day that he was born.
Well, on Tupac Fridays. He's definitely sending out emails like playlists on Tupac Fridays.
in case you heard a song that you liked, here's the list. Listen to him this weekend, get to know some Tupac.
How many songs does Pac even have?
He
did one album.
Biggie did two.
Tupac has many songs.
I am outing myself as someone who does not know rap very well.
You are not invited to Tupac Fridays.
No, I want to come. I actually like Tupac more than Biggie.
All right. Well, we're going to send emails about
I don't know easy on those.
There's a Florida park that it plays Baby Shark on repeat to keep the homeless out. You're not that homeless. if this deters you from like sleeping in a comfortable park, you know? Like you are new homeless if you're like, let's move on to a place that has a better musical. So
there's people outside this office who would just stay, they would just be sitting there.
Absolutely.
They're just like,
there are people, the homeless out here are so fucked up on heroin, they don't even hear sounds. So they're not that homeless if this works, but I applaud your efforts. Anything to try to keep the homeless out, I'm on board.
This is basically, you're just like, you're putting homeless people through Hell Week.
Yeah, so yeah, right. You're hazing. This is hazing. You gotta sleep. This is homeless hazing.
As some, our song was the fucking, what was it? The South Park song.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They did this in South Park.
Yeah, I forget what it was called, though. It's a very annoying one. Clearly, it did not affect me too much. Because it's supposed to give you like real bad flashbacks and things like that. I'm good.
Don't care.
But the I would appreciate it. I think I'd be like, look, it's a
I got some
little,
tunes now.
It's a little something to fall asleep to. I always need something to fall asleep to.
Just a little white noise in the background?
Yeah, because I can't, like, you know, I just think of myself saving the world on repeat.
Yeah,
or appearing on late-night shows.
Before you go to bed?
Yeah. If I just have dead silence, it's just, like, weird movies playing in my head and stuff like that. Like, I'm, like, a star. If
you just turn on, like, a white noise machine or a fan, does that do anything?
I just put on, like, a show I've seen a million times, and I just kind of roll over and close my eyes.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll even turn the screen off, and I just have the audio playing of it.
Yeah.
But, like, I need something. And so if I was homeless with just my, what I imagine are pitch black thoughts at all times,
how I got here.
That baby shark's
as dark as
that
it gets. Yeah.
And was that a park, did you say? Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's a children's playground.
You should go to a different park. There's so many
That's
parks.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, either stick around, go to another park, doesn't really matter. I mean,
like, it's not like it's driving them to be like, oh man, I should better my life. They're just gonna be like, I'm gonna go somewhere else.
If I was the homeless, so I would plan a musical based on Baby Shark.
We're gonna act it
so
out.
When the parents show up in the morning, we're like, Baby Shark.
Like a flash mob.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bunch of fucking homeless.
Like, oh my God, what the hell is going on?
Last up here, we are, who wrote this?
I forget, it was a British survey. Riggs wrote the blog.
They said that we are in the fluid fan era, meaning that you can abandon your team and just join up and root for a new team.
I think 100%
sounds,
we are.
Sounds fucking good. I can't personally do it, but I don't begrudge anybody.
Once you're an adult, I don't think you can. But I think if you grew up with this, and I think we all did to an extent. When I was a kid, I loved my Boston teams, but I loved Pavel Bure, I loved Mark Messier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had like my players that I also liked.
I loved Andre Scalarraga.
Who didn't?
Great one.
He was great.
Yep. That was Big Cat's first picture forever.
Yeah.
That Big Cat's first Twitter avi forever was.
He was Big Cat.
Was Scalarraga holding up the
they
thing.
They used to call me Big Cat and T-Ball. Because I could hit home runs like Andre Scalarraga.
Wow.
So,
That's awesome.
Not that I claimed that territory before anybody else, but at least I was Big Cat in T-ball.
Well, that's tough. That's tough now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have it anymore. Cut, it's not my.
That's a compliment.
But I think no doubt as time progresses and like when you were a kid, you could only watch your local teams. Now
there's no reason not to.
You can watch any team you want. If there's a superstar, he's on TV. If you're a kid, I do not begrudge you. If you're just like, look, I'm just going to root for the good teams.
But I almost think the opposite. I think if you're a kid, it's like you haven't suffered, so.
I think if you're a kid, I think I went the right way with it. I think you have your teams, and then
you root for other people here and there. But when it comes down to it, you root for your local spot, though.
I think if you do this,
you
have to really lean into it. Like, you got to change teams yearly.
Yeah.
Every year, like, wait, you thought...
Truly fluid.
Like, you thought I was a Clippers guy? Just because...
No.
They're not the favorites this year. I'm a Lakers guy.
I think there are people who just follow players now, though. Maybe, like, people in their 20s,
just
you think are doing
league.
That?
The NBA in particular, I think, is a very player-driven league. Soccer, as well. This is done in England, so it makes sense
fuck
there.
This.
Like, soccer, you just like players.
Man, fuck this, man. If I had to do it, you guys have to do it. Fuck everybody.
You know, Kevin's raising his kids... they get to choose whatever team they want.
I'll raise them fan fluid, but everyone else
fucked up. I
don't
think you should do that. I think you should make them root for the teams that you root for.
It's child abuse.
They can't, but...
I am raising them to live a worse life if I do that.
For your lifetime that you would think that the cycle is going to get to the point where they're going to be good for their lifetime.
You would think.
It's been, like, roulette ball has landed on red 30 years in a row.
Yeah.
It's, a black's got to be
coming. It's got to be coming up.
And think about, like... how much more fun it'll be if you can root for those teams together.
I just kicked over my cup. Fuck. Oh, well.
It's going to be weird.
But even still, like my mom got to see a World Series, but like, she's still miserable because it's still been 30 fucking years, you know? So even if they win, like, one, is that worth it?
I think you got to be a little selfish, just so you can all be watching the same channel, the same team.
Yeah, that's,
you don't have to
mean,
be like...
when I'm like, I want to watch the game, they want to watch something else. If they want to watch the game, then it's two birds and one stone.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately...
Something to think about.
You gotta have
fan
a
fluid era.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Fucking
unless
soft.
You pretend like that's normal.
Yeah, like you gotta like
if
announce
you,
it.
You have to be like, look, yeah. I don't give a fuck about a sport team. I'm rooting for the winners every time.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
if you really lean into it, I will respect the hell out of it. Like such as Tyler does. Tyler does that.
Yeah.
I love Tyler.
Be upfront
like,
about it.
He's like, my Warriors and my Cavs is still like the funniest thing. Yeah. I think like one maybe his first rundown appearance, Dave was like, who's your team? And Tyler said the good ones. And I was like,
and Dave
I
like
tip my cap
it's
to that.
Right over. Yeah. He's like, what do you mean?
What a great life that is.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Always
you're always happy.
Greatness. Your teams
yeah.
are always doing well.
The good
you don't choose a favorite team until like the season's over. But, like, I was
a huge
have 10
love the Raptors.
Favorite teams. Yeah. 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 Big Kawhi guy, healthy as hell.
All right, that's the rundown. After show. Kiss up your egg.
I guess there's more Minahan stuff.
Yeah,
but
Minahan versus Willie, part two on the Barstool Breakfast.
But Willie, it's an irrelevant show. It's fine. But
no,
you come
Kirk,
in there and
you're
you
irrelevant.
Think,
see, you're in Boston. Outside of Boston, you Willie, fucking suck ass.
I think it's not going to work out if we talk over
you're
each other.
You're
so
a fucking idiot.
I'm going to go one at a time. Kirk, go ahead.
Fucked up, Willie. I mean, you had a chance yesterday. And you sat there like a pussy.
I just sat there like a pussy. I just did what you brought it to the air. I didn't want to talk in a closed circuit. And I didn't want to talk. First of all, I'm not going to shut my fucking mouth. You can suck my dick. You're a fucking weasel little cocksucker.
Willie saved all of his thoughts for his own show.
I thought it was a lot of yelling. I don't care for that kind of content.
Suck my dick.
I think kind of stuff. Everyone yelling over each other isn't. People do love it, but for me, a lot of yelling. Suck my dick was.
Yeah. Need a little more. A little more subtlety, but it's going to be a feud
pussies.
For sure now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long-standing feud. So.
Yeah.
I think it's. I think I get it. I get that's. Kirk takes time, Frank. God damn it. Kirk takes time. Once you know him, when you're friends with him, he's fucking the best.
Yeah, and that's like what Willie was saying this morning, where he's like, "I didn't know you before you came here. I'm not from Boston, obviously, so he didn't know it." And that, but from you guys, it's like Kirk. This is kind of what Kirk.
I understand both sides of it.
I also get what Kirk was saying, where he was like, where Willie found it standoffish. I think the same happens to me a lot. Willie found it standoffish, and Kirk was like, "I was just trying to sit out of everyone's way.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah,
and like that's what I. Like, I just shut the fuck up.
I'm actually being respectful.
Right. I'm trying to let you do your thing.
Yeah.
And it comes off as like. You have an air about you.
You can't win.
It is. You never can win.
Yeah.
You just can't. That's really the end of it.
That's what it comes down to. Sometimes, and at this point, it's just like, I bet you, even if both of them wanted to end it, like, it's just, no. It's just like, it's a thing
I
now.
I didn't listen to the whole thing because they did yell at each other too much.
Yeah, I don't think they did end it. I think it's very much alive.
Is it alive? It wasn't squashed?
Yeah.
No.
Did anyone listen to the full thing? Did they squash it?
I heard from all parties involved.
Okay.
Like, no resolution was made, so.
All right.
Be on the lookout for more.
Pat tweeted out after he was on Breakfast that he just said, that did not go well.
Yeah,
I bet no one has ever talked to Willie like that in his entire life. So I bet he was very taken aback by that.
Yeah, Kirk doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
don't fuck around.
I mean, I get it. Like you're like, it's not gonna get violent in here. This is about as safe a place as you can be, angry at someone.
And if it got violent, it'd be like, all right, that was like, you look crazy if you.
Yeah, no, Willie would never do that. He knows better.
Yeah, and right.
So now it's. I mean, everyone's gonna listen to the Kurt Minahan show. Everyone go listen to Barstool Breakfast. Watch Beats and Eats. And
it's all good.
Rising tides, baby.
Hey, give me a thumbs up.